Everybody, and welcome to AMW Radio Podcast. Now today our special guest is myself, Carolyn Flynn, and I'm known as one of Australia's most giving clairvoyants who's built a 22-year plus reputation for being ethical, well trusted and respected as a teacher and a clairvoyant in my modalities. Now, I started way back in probably the early 90s when I started to realise that I was drawn to getting more in touch with my intuitive self. This started my professional track. Before that, I was probably in and around maybe 3, 4, 5. I started to realise I had certain sensitivities. It wasn't until I got to probably around about the age of 15 through to 17 that a lot of the imagery or a lot of the feelings and the sensations started to happen. And I started to realise that I was picking up on energy, people. I was starting to see predictive capabilities coming through. For instance, if I had a dream, it would mean something, whether it be a week later or 2 days later. And one of the most important events that I can recall that was, we will say, quite predictive was when we were having a Christmas, and I was about 16, 17 years old, and we had all the family sitting around the Christmas table, and it came to everyone making a toast. Now, this had been, our family has been spread all over the place, so that we're all in one place for it, and so it was just a really special Christmas. And what happened was, each person's going, everyone have good tidings for 2000, and, 1990-something, whatever it was, 1985, 86, and everybody's going through and giving their well wishes to, you know, good health and so forth. And as this is happening, as people are, you know, giving their toasts and so forth, I'm sitting there, and it was like this film clip started to happen within, you know, my head in front of me. It was like I was watching this movie. And what had happened was, my little Nana, who was my great grandmother, I seen her in a hospital bed with a sheet up to around about her bottom of her chin. I seen three people who had their back to me, because I was looking from the doorway, standing at the side of her bed. And as I'm kind of looking around them in my, obviously in my vision, I'm looking around them, I could see electronic medical, you know, machines just kind of going along, like one monitoring her heart and breathing and whatever else. And I've kind of, you know, stood there and put my head around it, and then all of a sudden I seen my mum and my Nana take the position at the end of the bed. So, of course, you know, everyone's giving these happy toasts, and it come around to me, and here I am, poor Sagittarius, you know, can't help myself, foot in mouth, comes around to me, and I go, oh, here's to little Nana, she won't be with us much longer. Well, everybody just kind of like stopped, they looked, and then all, you know, they started saying, well, oh, Carolyn, don't be stupid, she's as healthy as a horse, there is, you know, she will outlive all of us. So that was all fine, and my mum pulled me aside after, you know, Christmas lunch, and said to me, Carolyn, you got to, you know, be very careful what you say to people, you know, sometimes when you say things, it could upset them. And I'm like, well, mum, that's what I saw, you know, trying to explain to people how I felt or what was going on, or even my sensitivities, was very, very difficult, because nobody else around me was displaying what I had. So it wasn't as if I had something to reflect of. Anyway, story goes on. about the next day, we get a phone call, and the phone call is from Queensland, where my little or great grandmother was staying up at Labrador in a nursing home. And we get a phone call, and they say, "Oh, look, you know, it's very important. You need to come now. Obviously, great-grandmother isn't going to, we don't feel she's going to make it." What had happened is she had fallen out of her bed and she had broken her hip, and they had operated, but she had caught pneumonia, which is quite common for older people to have. So what happened was my mum, you know, like, was absolutely like, "Oh my goodness, we've got to go." And I'm begging my mum, I'm saying, "Mum, please let me go, please let me go." And she said to me, "No, no, no, you stay here, Nan and I will just go." And so I said to my mum what I had seen, you know, the vision and everything else like that, so that when my mum and my Nan arrived up in Queensland, they walked into that hospital room, the three people that were standing at the side that I seen in my vision was my great uncle, my great aunt, and their daughter. Obviously, they had their back to me. I hadn't seen them for many years, so I didn't recognize who they were in the vision. And of course, my mum and my nan took the position at the end of the bed, as I'd said. So that was really my first experience of prediction, or predicting where I'd actually seen a vision. Now, it's not always that way. A lot of people get very worried that when they're starting to open up their abilities, that things can be quite negative. It isn't always the way. You know, sometimes I can be, you know, walking along and I can be feeling really happy and I've got brilliant thought forms happening inside and I'm thinking, "Oh, wow, this is fantastic," you know. It might be about, you know, building a home, and it might be about, you know, family or somebody having a baby, and I'm just like, "Oh wow, that's really beautiful." And then I will hear news of someone about to build a home, and what I've done is I've picked up on their energy before it has arrived. So sometimes it's not about kind of thinking, "Oh my goodness, do I be afraid of this because it may be, you know, something negative I'm getting through." It's about being open and letting the sensations, feelings, visions, you know, taste, the smell, the scent, whatever it might be, okay, come through and allow you to have that experience, because it is a tool. It's something that's going to help you open up over a period of time. So needless to say, I went through and I spent from around about, we'll say 17, 18, through to about 21, I kind of didn't embrace my ability. It's like I didn't understand why I felt different when I was around people. I didn't understand, you know, the feelings and the sensations I was getting wasn't what they were portraying. So I would pick up on people's energy, like I said, on the inside, things that they weren't saying but they were thinking or feeling. I would kind of feel that energy, so they would probably be looking at me and smiling and talking about how wonderful their life is, and then I'd be feeling this undercurrent coming out, you know, and I'd be kind of sensing that, and I'd be really looking at them. I started to realize also that apart from the clairvoyance, I also was very strongly drawn to being an empath. I was very sensitive, and I still am to this day. I mean, I can't watch a normal movie because I actually cry if it's quite emotional. If there's a lot of violence in there, I'm actually sitting on the end of my seat, you know, with my teeth gritted, and I start feeling like I'm a little bit strange when people are looking at me because I'm really feeling, or I'm really in that moment. So as I've progressed on, you know, going through my career path, I started to realize that I was drawn to, obviously, having a gift or an ability. I had an ability to be able to calm people when they spoke to me and give them some ideas about, you know, how things were going to work out. So people thought, you know, like, "Oh, wow, you know, Carolyn's quite a positive person. She always has the right things to say." How did I know that? Sometimes I didn't. You know, it wasn't as if it was common sense. It was just something that instantly seemed to have been coming through. Over the years, I got a chance to you know, meet different people that were welcoming to come onto my pathway to help me to be able to grow. And that's what happens when we've got our, you know, direction set, you know, our soul's journey sitting there, and the universe, or the guys upstairs, as I call mine, which is my angels and my guides, they tend to bring in experiences and people and lessons and different things that we need to help us to kind of get through our soul's journey, number one, but number two, to also help us to grow, because that's what we're here. We're down here for this experience. So I had a wonderful lady come into my life called Susan Emery. Now, Susan Emery popped in, and she basically was the first person to ever purchase me as a thank you, because I used to just read numerology and playing cards, and she purchased me a wonderful set of tarot. And I thought to myself, I don't know if I like this, you know, I'm not really drawn to the tarot. And she said, well, look, just give it a try, just give it a try. And I went, oh, okay then. So blow me down, you know, 20 years later, here I am, quite proficient in tarot, okay, and it has gone on to be one of my strongest modalities. So, you know, Susan was important to come in, and she taught me a lot. She taught me a lot about the Ascended Master. She taught me a lot about the body and how our body generates and reflects what's going on within us, within our emotional, our intellectual, our spiritual, our physical lives, what's happening and how we draw that into our physical being, and how that can make us sick, or how it can help us to be alert to what changes we need to make. So it's been a whole, you know, big journey that's been quite exciting, and I've never stopped. And this is, I think, what the best part about it is, that everything that I have learned, all the experiences that I've undertaken, I've always been one to try and give it on to others. So, you know, I become quite proficient at being a teacher, at being able to show people, whether this is to study tarot, whether it was to study astrology, numerology, colorology, which is another thing that I have recently done as well, is that I've released my own Color Ask Advanced deck, which covers all my lovely passions, whether this is numerology or astrology, the beautiful vibrations of colors. It brings in your angels and your ascended masters, and it's a fabulous deck of just 12 colors with a wonderful 106 page booklet. Now, that's enough about me just at the moment, and what we're going to do is I'm just going to go on. We've had quite a few questions come through from our wonderful listeners that have put in their request to let's have a look at what's going on. Okay, so we've got an Adriana who has a question sitting here. How long will it take for Geritol complete tablets to get me pregnant? That's a really interesting question, isn't it? Well, let's have a little look at what we've got here. All right, Adriana. I'm kind of getting that, you know, you've got the number 7 sitting around. So whether it's going to take 7 days, 7 weeks, or within the 7th month, as in the time of July, we will hope that it's not going to take 7 months, because obviously this question is quite important to you and you would like the results to come through sooner. I do get that there is a lot of wonderful healing happening within the body. So you're very open to being pregnant. So I just feel that the advice that you're getting around you, the people, even the energetic vibrations that you're putting through into yourself, is going to make a lot of difference, okay, in helping you to be able to attain your goals with being able to fall pregnant. So I hope, Adriana, that helps give you some clarity on what's going on with your situation. Now I have a Christy Henderson. Now Christy says, hi, just wondering if I will continue with my career I used to do, or will I start something new? Very interesting, isn't it? Well, look, I really do feel that you're being shown several areas that would be quite potential to you. And I feel that you're looking at what has made you happy and what's not, you know, made you kind of not so happy, kind of dissatisfied in where you are. I get the opportunity is there, and I feel that if you're not going to take it right now, you will definitely down the line. You want to enhance, you want to grow, you want that extra stimulation coming through. And I feel that you're being intuitively tapped on the shoulder at the moment to say to you, come on, it's time. It's time to make these changes. So I'm going to say, yes, I do feel that you are going to make a change in your career, okay? But I feel that it is going to be one that's more suited for where you want to be in your life, and also a lot to do with your life journey. Okay, so we're moving on to our next question, and we've got a Anne Williams, and Anne's saying, I'm wanting to know if I will get a job and if things are going to get better soon. Well, thank you, Anne, for your question, and we're just going to have a little look here. Yes, definitely. And I get the number two, so I feel that it's coming up within the next couple of days, couple of weeks, couple of months at the most. And I think that because you've had quite a lot going on since around about February 2013, you may be finding that you're at a stage now that you're finding that the right doorways are starting to open up, all the better opportunities are sitting there. And I get the words that you have gone through a stage where you've been really honest with yourself about what it is that you will put up with and what you won't. So you're really putting yourself out there to get into a place or a, you know, profession or a career goal, bit of a journey here that allows you to be honest, you know, about being happy. And I really get that this is a lot of clarity around. So I'm kind of getting that I like the admin side of things, because I really feel you working with people and being quite good at being organized and making some very good, you know, decisions. I feel that that is probably the career or the job area that may be opening up, or the opportunity that could be coming up very, very shortly. Okay, we have a Georgia Carol. And Georgia Carol says, do you see my partner's mother coming into our life? And she also is asking, how many children does it look like we'll have? Okay, so we're going to have a little look at the first question. Do you see my partner's mother coming into my life? We've got a couple of things here. I feel that, you know, like I'm going to say this could be the opportunity. I feel that this is something that needs to be sat down and thought about and put out there. I do see the nurturing card being very important at the moment, but also knowing that is this going to be what you both want? Because quite often we can be, if we've had a parent in our own life and our partner hasn't, quite often we can feel that there is a missing void for them. And for some reason, I don't feel that that void there is as strong as what you may feel that it is. So I'm kind of getting it's a decision that is going to be made. I feel that it'll be quite okay. I'll say yes, because I do get the nurturing card here. But I also feel that there needs to be this reconnection, this healing, this, you know, having the answers, getting things in to order once again being very important. And once that is done, I feel that this could be quite a comfortable we'll say connection. For some reason, I seem to be getting that there has been quite a distance for some period of time, okay, but I do feel that things will be okay. And I just get a bit of a paper trail too, so I'm not too sure if this is because of adoption or, you know, separation or just a different country. Whatever's been happening here, I just feel that there are some wonderful changes coming up. Now, in connection with your children, how many children does it look like we'll be having? Okay, that's a good little tester, isn't it? Okay, so let's have a look here. Okay, so I have good success sitting around here. I'm kind of getting the number two to possibly the number three. Now, if there is any more than that, then it just could mean that you've just got this wonderful, gorgeous heart and you're taking that on. But I definitely seem to be sitting around about the duality of the number two at the moment, with the probability of a number three. I get a lot of happiness. I get a lot of deep connections. So, you know, the children and within your family dynamic, there is a very strong reason why you're, you know, spending spending your life together, why this journey, why your children have chosen you. And I just get a lot of beautiful time around you, okay, in connection with that, and some great success. And you're building some very important foundations for your little ones. And this is going to be very important, not just for their growth, okay, but also for their directions in life, because I got a lot of success. So, you know, whatever your plans are, whatever you're putting your head together for, I just feel it's all going to work out just fine. And then even with your partner's, you know, mother coming into your life, this is about you asking for what's important to yourself, sitting down and you both discussing, is this going to be relevant? If this is a good reason for it, or is it going to bring up too much? Because we do have choices here. And like I said, sometimes a void that is missing from your partner's life may not, what you feel is missing, okay, may not really be as deep as what you're thinking, okay? And it's just about, you know, really sitting down and talking about this and seeing where you want to go from the next phase. Okay, so we're going to go on to a couple of more questions, and we're looking at, let's see, we've got Jared, and Jared says, can you tell me if my job is going to lead to something better? Okay, so we're going to have a look here. Look, I get the word yes, your job is going to lead you to something better. And I feel that once you've got your passion back into your thinking and your direction and what you really want to do, and you've got your goals focused, I really do feel that the right doors will open up for you. I'm kind of getting that this is a little bit of a journey. So you could be looking at the next 6 to 8, no longer than 9 months, okay? So this could be important for the time of June, August, and also in and around about the time in the month of September. But I really do feel that your job is going to lead just to something better, and you are going to feel that, you know, like you're not taking so much onto a leadership role, but I just feel that you'll be able to nurture the career path that you really do want. Nora is asking, I want to know if you can see my finances getting any better. I think we all look and need a little bit of money sometimes. Okay, let's have a look here at your finances. Yes, optimism is the biggest thing here, because I just feel that you're going to be finding that you've got some really good fortune around with your financial areas. This could have a lot to do also to do with family. You could be finding wonderful gifts coming up, getting items a lot cheaper. You've got some really great dividends sitting here. I don't promote gambling, but you know, you might have a lucky ticket just sitting there. I just get here, you know, you feeling that things are really going to be looking up in the future, and to just keep that focus. And these are stronger foundations, so you could be finding that there is a new income coming through ideas, plans, you know, it could be a change in the job structures, anything that you're putting through, whatever you're investing, you may be finding that this brings through a good income for you. And very, very soon too, I love the color, because you've picked up the color orange, because I am using my color ask cards today, but you've picked up the color orange, and the color orange always reminds me of going into, you know, the very similarities of the fire signs. So whether this is meaning Aries or Leo or Sag, okay, you may be finding that those months are quite prevalent to you. Isaac says, I'm stuck in a situation that went pear-shaped. I need to know if it's going to get any better, or am I best just to give up? My common sense says, Isaac, that giving up is never the answer. There is always a way to get through. And sometimes it's through that, our perseverance, we tend to find that we are a lot stronger on the other side. Okay, so basically I've got here that I've got yes, things are definitely going to get better, but I also feel that you need to be able to talk up and say what you need. People cannot deliver what you don't let them know that they need to deliver. So we have certain expectations going on, and in this situation I believe that you do as well. And having these expectations will mean that you are going through a phase of feeling that, you know, you may want one thing, but you're feeling that it's falling short on the other side, which is obviously why things have gone pear-shaped. I get a lot of success around you. I just feel, you know, ask for what you want, even if you need to write these down, okay, and look at these guidelines and see if they are applicable. But I feel that the outcomes are going to be quite good. And I really do feel that by following your heart and really following what's important to yourself, you are going to be finding that these bringing long-lasting results. And really, I'm getting the yellow card coming through here in the color ask, and what that tends to tell me straight out is that you really need to put yourself first. Okay, it's you, it's up to you what you want. You need to shine now. Okay, don't give up. You're so close, okay, to getting some results here, and just to keep on persevering. Okay, so I hope everybody has loved their little question time, and I really would love to know what the feedback is, and if people could let me know by just, you know, probably connecting with the AMW Radio Facebook page. It would be lovely to be able to read your feedback, and also, you know, to join in, to for people to know that there are listeners out there that are very excited about what's going on. Now, for everybody else, we're just going to walk into talking a little bit more about the pathway that I'm on and the new, we'll say, events and new areas that I'm opening up in connection with my business. And that's what this is. Even though I am a clairvoyant and I'm naturally gifted, and all of us are, we all have our own ability. Some have chosen to do this pathway at the moment, and others have chosen, know that it's not the right timing. Some people will come into it at later in life. Some people won't even choose, okay, to take this anyway. They might have the gifts, they might have their abilities, but their journey in this lifetime may be for something completely different, another experience. And who knows, you may have done this a multitude of lifetimes, and this lifetime you're choosing to do, you know, your direction, your soul growth. Now, I've opened up a lot of areas within the business or industry. And the one thing that I will say to anybody that is, you know, connecting with a clairvoyant or a medium or, you know, a physical healer or whatever it may be, is to always trust your instincts. We are drawn to people that are there for a reason, and sometimes it can be a very tough lesson when we don't listen to our instincts, okay, or listen to our intuition. And this is very important for you to realize, is that you must do that as well. As you go along, you'll probably find that different people offer different services. Now, when I get asked, you know, what do I do? Well, I'm a clairvoyant. I see, I feel, I taste, I know, I sense, okay? I just utilize my whole body's energy to pull through information. And I don't do this 24/7, because I did have a time when I very first started that I actually thought I was going crazy. I couldn't go shopping because I would be standing next to somebody and I'd start having a panic attack, and I didn't realize why I was having the panic attack, because I was quite okay. I wasn't going to, you know, pass out by the price rise or anything else like that, or at the end total. But excuse me, there was quite a lot of energy around, and I found that I was picking up on energy from every different corner. So the person beside me, probably the cashier, you know, it was so much going on that I would start, literally my chest would start pounding 100 miles an hour, and I would be going like, oh my goodness, and I'd start shaking. So then I'd have to go shopping much later rather than doing it in the, you know, height of the day, so that some of that energy could, you know, pass, until I had learned that, well, listen, because, you know, like, I'm so sensitive, I need to use, be it a protection prayer, I need to be more conscious of not opening my chakras so much. You know, when I'm around people, I need to set boundaries, and that is very important when you're on the pathway or entering into the pathway, is to know that you need to set these spiritual boundaries. And when people go to me, well, by setting these boundaries, am I going to lose my ability? No, you're not. What's going to happen is that you're going to be more likely to pick up better, in tune better, and connect better, because you're not doing it spreading your energy everywhere. You're condensing it down to periods of time when you can really be at your best and where you can focus. And setting up boundaries is very important for your energy as well, because doing the work that you do, whether it's being a clairvoyant like myself or mediumship or healer or whatever, or even if you're still learning this, and anyone that's listening to this, you're meant to be opening up to the either the option, or you're feeling that this connection, there's a reason that you need to know this information, okay? And this works very good in everyday life, okay? Even for those that are not choosing to walk a metaphysical pathway. But it's about condensing your energy down and going, you know, this is my boundary, this is my sacred space at the moment, and when I'm ready, I'm going to open this up. And when you do that, you tend to find that energetically, okay, you're not exhausted, because that is one of the side effects. A lot of times people will go, oh, I did a reading, or I went and met up with so and so, and by the time I finished that, I was just so drained. That's because what's happened is you've just opened up your whole being and somebody's just energy dumped on you. They've put all their energy on the inside and you're focusing on, how can I make this better? How can I make this better? What can I do here? Oh my goodness, how can I find the answer for them? Okay, and what's happening within you is that it's not allowing you to kind of set that boundary. And by setting that boundary, what you do is you find that you look at somebody's situation quite objectively. You don't take the energy on. Yes, you still feel it and you still sense it, but you don't absorb it so much that it tends to take up all your being, okay? And that you don't get exhausted at the end of it. So this is about setting boundaries, which are quite important. And they're one of the first things that I talk to my students about, is setting boundaries. Now, talking about students, I have classes that have started up, and these are new. These are online classes. I've never really done it electronically before, because I've always felt that you needed to be face to face with somebody, okay, to understand the depth of the subject, but that isn't always the case, and we've got to get with the times. So I've got some wonderful new online classes. Now, for those that would like to know a little bit more about this, you just head off to my website, which is www.carolynflynn.com.au, or you can find me on Facebook at /Carolyn Clairvoyant. And all my online classes, which are about to start up, commencing from the time of the month of May, is really fabulous, because there's two lots of formats that I have. So you can learn through a very private Facebook group, okay, called Intuition, Divination and Spiritual Exploration, which has short courses. So it could be that there is a subject that I cover for, you know, a couple of weeks, okay, and that may be to do with crystals and how to better understand your crystals. It's not an intensive course. It just breezes across some of the characteristics of crystals, okay, be it citrine, that is really good for abundance, you know, whether it's rose quartz, which is fantastic for healing, whether it's using a double terminator to help your relationship, okay, and no, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger, okay, it's a double terminator crystal. So, you know, it's giving you helpful information, but in a very light and very generalized setting. And then I have the more intensive classes that are starting up in May and also around about June, which are to do with, these go a lot longer. It's about 6 weeks. And the first one is on tarot. And you get to have my expertise. I mean, over 22 years of experience telling you how, you know, the dynamics of tarot can absolutely change your perception and thinking. Because people think, oh my goodness, how hard is it to remember all those cards and those meanings? But what you tend to find is that you are drawn to certain cards for different reasons. It's almost like a phonics type learning. You look at it, you generate your feelings, you know, it tends to come through. But I give you some, you know, boundaries and guidelines to work along to help you to open up your, we'll say, sensitivities and listen more more to your intuition, because all modalities and all tools are just that. They are the stepping stones for bigger understandings, okay? It's for the greater connections that seem to be going on within our life, okay? And we tend to find that we are able to connect with our guides and our angels or those on the other side when we are, we would say, more dynamic, as in direction, okay? If we have a platform to work from first, okay, we tend to be able to master, okay, the ability to open up and connect a lot better. So it's about having that basis set first, that really strong foundation, okay, and then allowing the rest to naturally come through, which happens. And the other wonderful class that I have is my wonderful Color Ask class that will be opening up, and it goes over a couple of weeks, and it teaches you the dynamics of my product, which is the 12 cards, and how they work in your life. And they work with every modality, so they're fantastic. So if you would like to have a little bit more information, you can follow me on Facebook, okay, because I quite often update, or you can take a look at my website, which is once again www.carolynflynn.com.au. I want to thank you all for listening today, and I hope that you enjoy my company again very soon. And I would want to send out a massive big cosmic hugs to everyone. Thank you. You're submerged in just treading water. Your legs are weak and ready for slaughter. Ahead of fears and now people inside who believe themselves are ready to climb, but they stay behind. Collecting dust like statues on shelves. I don't wanna speak for somebody else. Into the distance, your achievements.